Ibn Taymiyyah's refusal to accept the subordination of religion to the state, his insistence on religious observance and genuine coordination with the clerical establishment by a ruler, was an attempt to re-establish the essence of a long-lost order in a new age. His were serious demands. A ruler who did not enforce Sharia or exhibit scrupulous personal piety would be no better than an apostate, and under Islamic law, Muslims were obligated to rebel against such a leader. To obey a leader who violated the precepts of Islam would be to reject the word of God and be guilty of apostasy oneself. Like many others, Ibn Taymiyyah responded to the Mongols' existential threat to Islamic civilization by building up the bulwarks of his own identity and belief. The harassment of Muslims on the margins of the empire elicited in him a yearning to purify the faith and distinguish between the true Muslims on his side of the boundary and the semi-pagans on the other side. Like many religious thinkers in similar situations, he probably believed divine judgment loomed behind the depredations of the Mongols. The attacks from without were punishment for corruption within, corruption that needed to be removed. And it seems his experience of living on a dangerous frontier in a perilous time made him more combative. For all these reasons, Ibn Taymiyyah was preoccupied with the goal of re-establishing the purity of Islam, and a crucial aspect of this reformation for him was restoring the place of jihad, holy war, at the center of Islamic life. He emphasized the importance of jihad, of actual warfare, in the Quran, by pointing to the verses that command Muslims, "Fight in the way of God against those who fight against you, but do not commit aggression. Slay them wheresoever ye find them, and expel them from whence they have expelled you. For sedition is more grievous than slaying. Fight against them until sedition is no more, and allegiance is rendered to God alone. But if they make an end, then no aggression save against the evildoers." And again, "When the sacred months are over, kill those who ascribe partners to God wheresoever you find them. Seize them, encompass them, and ambush them. Then, if they repent and observe prayer and pay the alms, let them go their way." Breaking with the authorities of his day, Ibn Taymiyyah placed jihad on the same level as the five pillars of Islam: prayer, pilgrimage, alms, the declaration of faith, there is no God but God and Muhammad is his prophet, and the fast of Ramadan. Most clerics did not regard participation as a sine qua non of piety. Ibn Taymiyyah again returned to scripture. He argued that since prayer and jihad were such important themes in early authoritative narratives about Muhammad, clearly these activities were God's two essential requirements for all conscientious, able-bodied Muslims. The goal of jihad is God's victory. Anyone who opposes jihad is therefore an enemy of God.